Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show on this fine day. Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus. And another one of our favorite destinations, place that has been close to our hearts for well over 20, well, going on 25 years now, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. And joining us on the line is Lisa Jacobson, the Regional Director of Sales, the Florida Division of Shanner Hotel Group. And they operate the Courtyard Marriott Jacksonville Beach, Florida, a beautiful hotel in a beautiful beach location. Welcome to Travel World, Lisa.
Thank you. Welcome.
And we stayed at your property many years ago before it became a Courtyard Marriott, and this is one of the few hotels that I honestly have to say is better today than it was years ago. It has been lovingly updated. It's spotless. It was just as if it was open yesterday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the Courtyard Marriott.
Well, we opened, you know, like you said, it was, it used to be a Holiday Inn, Sunspree, and we closed it down and we did a $23 million renovation to it and opened it up as a Courtyard by Marriott, and so 4 years ago. And it's 150 guest rooms, sits directly on the ocean. Absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful.
You walk in and you look, for example, in your breakfast room and your bar, windows all around. What a great way to start your day in a sun-filled location, overlooking the ocean, the sun rising, and of course, you know, you have to take a picture of the sun rising on the East Coast, unlike a fellow who came on the 1987 trip who wondered why you couldn't get a good shot of the sunset on the East Coast. So
exactly. Exactly. You walk through the front doors of the hotel, and the only thing we overlook is the ocean. It's beautiful.
And that breakfast buffet, one of the best made-to-order omelets that I have had in a long, long time.
Absolutely. Full American hub buffet with omelet station. There's something on that buffet for anyone's taste. It's lovely.
You get that full day meal, and that's going to keep you going till for the rest of the day as you walk out on the beach. There are miles and miles of beach right at your doorstep.
There is.
I thought Jacksonville would be nothing but smoke stacks and maybe a little beach, Steve. We have miles and miles of beach here.
You think of Jacksonville, and sometimes there's that image of maybe an industrial city, but the beach area, it's like one of the last true unspoiled, uncluttered, unbuilt-up beach areas in Florida.
It is. It's the best-kept secret.
It's Florida's first coast, and you walk out you're not all cluttered in with high rises and condominiums. There are apartment buildings and condos built in the area, but it isn't overwhelming like you get in along Collins Avenue in Miami or St. Petersburg and Clearwater and Tampa. It's spread out and it's a manageable development.
It is. And Jacksonville Beach is more of a family-oriented area versus like a spring break area. We see spring breaks, but we see families. We don't see the wild side of it, but we see families. We see repeat guests come every year. There's just something for everybody to do in Jacksonville Beach.
And Jacksonville Beach has really redeveloped and redefined itself from that period in the late 80s, 90s, where people had gone there years ago and it had maybe gone down in a bit of a decline, a lot of empty lots and buildings boarded up. And now the restaurants, the stores, and condominiums, residences, it is really redefined itself and redeveloped itself.
It's gorgeous, and there's restaurants within walking distance. There's something for everybody's taste, from fast food to fine dining.
And you walk.
There is also a very significant, important aspect of Jacksonville coming up now that we're entering the new decade, and especially with the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, Jacksonville has a very special place because maybe 15 years ago, it was Travel World Radio who was on the scene when the maple leaf was actually found in the St. John River.
Wow.
And
that's wonderful.
They brought up the artifacts and really showed what life was 150 years ago. And there is that history that, you know, you have the beach area, and it is an area that 15, 20 minutes away, you've got museums, places to visit. You can have the best of both worlds. It isn't 100% one or the other. You can combine both in a great vacation atmosphere.
You absolutely can. I mean, 20 minutes away, you have the historical St. Augustine area as well, which is beautiful, where we have some hotels down there that Shaner owns as well. So some new Marriott. So there's something for everybody, whether you're coming out for the beach or you want to go to the zoo or you want to pick up the Carnival Cruise Lines, do a pre or post stay at the hotel on your cruise, before and after your cruise. I mean, we just have a new gambling boat that came into the Mayport area. So there's just a ton of things to do in our area.
And the hotel itself is so quiet, so relaxed. I posted on my Facebook page a picture of the balcony because they set out the balcony. Some hotels have tiny little balconies and flimsy little chairs. This is a big, wide balcony, a nice, relaxing chair. Sit out there, have a drink, read newspaper, and take in the view. And people are out there, and they're friendly when they're walking on the beach, and it's a beautiful, clean beach. They really do their best in the municipality to keep it clean and safe for everybody.
They do. And the beaches have the Blue Sail Award, so we do have the cleanest beaches around.
And you'll never know who you're going to meet on the beaches of Jacksonville, Steve.
You might bump into somebody very famous, yes.
Now that you mention the word blue, Jacksonville cannot possibly be mentioned without the world-famous, renowned site of the filming of many commercials, the Main Street Bridge, the Blue Bridge of Jacksonville.
The Blue Bridge, you're absolutely correct.
it symbolizes, in the minds of many, a trip to Jacksonville. And the hotel, you come back to the hotel, you don't want to go in the water, maybe find the water too cold. People look, I mean, I've been to Jacksonville and the area of Ponte Vedra in months like March, and people say, oh, you must be from Canada. Nobody goes in the water until the official opening of the beach is April 15th. And I'm saying the water is warm. This is warm water. I was there in November, and I walked up into my knees, and nice, calm water. There's sort of a little small breakwater a little further out. And it was just very relaxing to walk on the beach and soak my feet. But you can come back and get into that nice, warm, heated swimming pool. And even warmer than that, the Whirlpool tub at the Courtyard Marriott.
Exactly. And that all overlooks the ocean as well.
Yes, you've got the chairs, and you can move at different times, get the sun, depending what time of day it is. You can get the sun at different vantage points and sit out there, and it's open till like 10 p.m. at night. So 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., it has all day you can spend out there by the pool.
Absolutely. And in the evening, we have our nice fire pit that we have. We like the tiki torches in the fire pit, so you have some nice ambiance in the evening as well, and you can sit out there and listen to the ocean.
And it's the type of area, because you're coming into it's the off season now through March. But for the northerners, I mean, the temperature is very, very much better than they're going to have in the snow belt. And you're getting some great off season pricing and golf in the area. And I mean, you've got everything.
Yes. We have best of both worlds here.
Yeah, I mean, some people say, oh, you're in North Florida. I've had people years ago in the middle of July say, oh, North Florida must be cold. Yeah, it'll be 92 degrees instead of 93, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was 85 2 days ago. So. Oh,
very inviting. Yeah, and it's kind of, Jacksonville also has that, because right on just south of the border with Georgia, it's like a southern city with a southern charm, more so than the Caribbean flavor of further South Florida. So you've got that crossover from Georgia into North Florida.
Absolutely, you do.
And and the people couldn't be friendlier. Everywhere I went, restaurants and stores, everyone was like, really going out of their way, and I really had a great trip. And
we enjoyed having you.
Oh, it was very, very, very nice. I want to go back tomorrow. Tell me it's 85 degrees. I say, hey.
It was 85 degrees 2 days ago. It was absolutely gorgeous. And we keep saying the sun is just the brightest in the wintertime. We just love it. So, it's a great place. And I live an hour from the hotel, and I drive there about two or three times a week, and I have to grab a cup of coffee and go out onto the pool deck in the morning. It's just your peace of mind out there.
Yeah, the ocean is very calming. I kept my balcony, sliding door to the balcony open at night just to hear, just to hear the waves crashing on the shore. That is so therapeutic, so relaxing. And no, that put me to sleep. Sometimes I don't sleep too well in a hotel, but hey, I really, really, really got a good night's sleep at the Courtyard Marriott in Jacksonville Beach. Now, what number, how can people get more information about your hotel?
They can go ahead and the number to the hotel is 904-435-0300. Or they can email me directly at ljacobson@shanercorp.com.
And that's S-H-A-N-E-R-C-O-R-P.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or they can go to marriott.com/JAXJV.
Lots of ways to lots of ways to get information on the beautiful Courtyard by Marriott, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Lisa Jacobson is the Regional Director of Sales, Florida Division for Shaner Hotel Group. And again, it was one of the few times where I actually wrote a letter, wrote an email of commendation after the fact to the franchisee and told him how much I enjoyed it. And that's people sometimes say I, you know, that's rare for me. If people know my behavior, that's rare for me. So that's how much I enjoyed it.
Well, we were glad to have you anytime.
And we can highly recommend Courtyard by Marriott, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Stay listening to Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford.
You're listening to Travel World